it's comforting to realize I would have no ability whatsoever. The very fact that I'm inclined to forgive somebody else is a sign to me that I've received God's forgiveness, because left to my own devices, I would never want to forgive anybody else. That's, I think I've just really hit it now, Todd. This is the point. The very fact that we are forgiving others, or even feel like forgiving somebody else, we shouldn't pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, what a good boy I am. No, we should say to ourselves, thank God for the grace of God at work in me that I'm even willing or thinking of forgiving somebody else. This sign can serve to confirm our consciences and cause them to rejoice. It is especially given for this purpose, so that we may use and practice forgiveness every hour as a thing that we have with us at all times. And that's his concluding word. And I tell you, this explanation, this petition, as I studied it and prepared, I realized this is extremely powerful stuff. Luther really nailed it here and really had to hash it out in a very simple way for people to understand. So I hope that makes sense. That's what he means, that this is a comforting thing. And I think often when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we go, oh boy, forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Oh no, my sins aren't going to be forgiven. No, Luther says, stop being stupid. Look at the gospel promise behind this and take your eyes off yourself and realize that the extent to which you can even begin to think to forgive somebody else is a sign that God's grace is at work in your life.